Yesterday I spoke to the New South Wales opposition leader Luke Foley about the proposed sale of the Land Titles Office, now known as the New South Wales Land and Property Information Services, currently reportedly earning $130 million a year for the state government. The Premier Gladys Berejiklian contacted me after hearing the interview and wants the right of reply to correct some inaccuracies she said were perpetrated on me and our listeners by the Leader of the Opposition. Premier Gladys Berejiklian, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Ray. Thanks for having me.
That's my pleasure. Can you take me through the problems you may have with the discussion I had with Luke Foley yesterday?
Oh, certainly. In the 7 minutes he spoke to you, he made six factual errors. I hope they weren't intentional because that would be misleading the community. But firstly, we did pass legislation in Parliament for this transaction. It was last September.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the opposition leader was one of the people who actually cast a vote in the Parliament. So it's been through both houses of Parliament. There was extensive debate on the issue. Secondly, he said...
Can I just interrupt you there, and thank you for making that point, because I did actually ask that question, and I thought it was being made by an executive decision. You say it's gone through the lower house and the upper house. I have
correct.
To say to you that, as someone that presents a talk program, that it seemed to slip through to the wicketkeeper without much discussion by the media when people are held to account for such matters. How long had this been in the making before it actually came before the lower and upper house?
At least it's been on the public record for about a year, Ray. I've been talking about it for a good year, about talking about the government's plans, about how the proceeds would go into funding our stadia policy. So it's been on the public record for a long time, and I've been very open. I've put out a number of press releases, responded to issues and concerns raised by stakeholders, and of course addressed any inquiry we've had. So we've been very upfront about our plans. And we went through both houses of Parliament. A number of members spoke. It was interesting for me that neither the Leader of the Opposition nor the Shadow Treasurer led on the debate. They actually left it to the Shadow Finance Minister. And it was discussed at length. So
to be fair to them, that they opposed it in both the lower and the upper house?
They did oppose it, yes,
okay.
But it did go through Parliament.
And with the support of the crossbenchers, obviously?
Correct. We had sufficient support to get it through.
Okay. All right, now the other five factual errors. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay, I'll be very quickly. Firstly, he said that people would need to take out title insurance if we proceeded with this. That is absolutely not the case. Our system is very different to America. And our state guarantees the title and compensation for errors through what's called the Torrens Assurance Fund, and that's not changing. If there's an error or people feel they want to take legal action, they're suing the state under the new arrangements. That doesn't change. Their rights are actually upheld, and that was a misstep again.
Okay, just stop there. You said, as I understand it now, the state guarantees it, but you just mentioned take legal action. Would that suggest that, as opposed to the state previously guaranteeing...
No, we will continue to guarantee it.
So that you won't need to take legal action. Is that
correct.
What you're saying?
Unless you feel at the moment now, you do have a right to take legal action. If there's an error by the LPI, which is to your detriment, you currently have rights, and those rights will be protected. And the Torrens Assurance Fund will be upheld during the entire process. We'll still guarantee that.
And that's enshrined in legislation. Is that what
correct.
You're telling me?
Correct.
Okay. All right, now the other four?
He claimed that Bassett stocks were at risk. That is rubbish. There are three divisions in LPI, spatial valuation and the admin. The only bit we're touching is the admin bit. The spatial bit, which are the smart people who do all the mapping in Bathurst, they're not touched. That will be continued to be owned and operated by the government. We actually said that from day one. For him to say that is just...
Well, how many of the 400 people employed will be out of work once international company takes over?
There's a four-year job guarantee for everybody. So... ironically, through this process, you're guaranteed your job when otherwise you wouldn't have been.
Yeah, but I think, Premier, you and I both would like to think we have a bit more than 4 years in our careers.
No, exactly. But for a lot of people who aren't in government jobs, they don't get any job guarantee. So
okay.
we've said to people who are transferring to the... And it's only the admin people, remember, Ray. It's not the other people in the two divisions which we're not touching.
Okay, keep going.
The next point is he claimed that data could be stored offshore. That is completely untrue. We've actually said that whoever gets the right to operate the admin site has to store the data onshore. We've actually enshrined that. You cannot take, and the government will continue to own the data. We own the intellectual property.
Can I get one promise that if I have an inquiry with the New South Wales Land Property Information Service or whatever you're going to call it,
yeah.
I won't get a Filipino call centre or one in Mumbai or anywhere else in the world, that I'll actually speak to someone somewhere in New South Wales?
Well, all the data has to be onshore and all the staff will be onshore. So I can guarantee you'll get great service, put it that way.
No, that's not what I asked, Premier. Now, come on.
Can I tell you, Ray, that during the 35 years, you are not allowed to take staff offshore, right? Okay. Unless the government agrees to it. And I can tell you now.
One more factual error to go, I think.
Oh, there's two more.
I can't.
One is, we've addressed the offshore issue, so you're right, there's only one left.
Apology accepted, Premier.
Okay, and then he went on to talk about how we were ripping people off on the cost and how much it would cost people to access it. Can I say, Ray, at the moment, there is no limit on LPI putting up charges on people accessing the services. So at the moment, right, under what we're doing, there will be a limit. The new operator will only be able to put up prices for accessing documents according to CPI, cost of living. That doesn't even exist now. So at the moment, governments arbitrarily put up costs all the time or put up charges for people accessing documents or making transactions.
Mm.
With this system, the new operator will not be able to increase costs beyond the cost of living, beyond CPI. That is a right which doesn't even exist now. That will protect people in terms of costs. And I do also want to say that, unfortunately, the Leader of the Opposition isn't very numerate when it comes to his claim that the taxpayers won't be getting value for money for this. I can assure you they will. Mm. And remember, Ray, in addition to, obviously, there's some revenue coming to the government has to spend a lot of money investing in new systems in technology, which the private sector is better capable to do.
Mm.
So I want to stress, all we're asking is that the private sector will come in and operate the admin side of the business, put in place the systems, accessing data, which the private sector is good at, but there'll be strict conditions which the Registrar General and the Minister can intervene in any time. If any time during the 35 years we see that they're not doing a job good enough or they're not doing what we ask them to do or they're disrespecting the law or the guidelines, we can step in and end the relationship.
So, okay. Well, we all know
Australia's doing this as well. Okay.
Now, the private sector wouldn't be doing it, whoever's going to do it, unless they could get a quid out of it from either their shareholders or themselves. So it earns $130 million. I understand that we'll have to spend a fair bit of money to, you know, keep all the technology where it is. How much do you think you'll get from the sale? And please don't tell me that's commercially in confidence.
No, I won't tell you how much we'll get because I can't risk the taxpayer value, but I can tell you what's been on the public record. There's been speculation, and it's not from me, but there's been speculation in the around a billion, right? That's what's been in
so
the
So it's not 2 billion?
That's not suggested. I'm not going to suggest. I can't, Ray, can I just say this? It would be detrimental for me to talk about a price because we want to get the maximum value.
Well, if someone's speculating, be it Andrew Clennell or Sean Nicholls or someone else, someone would have tugged their coat in Parliament House and said, listen, if you guess a billion, you're probably going to be right.
The speculation's actually from the financial press, from what I understand. It's not. But in any event...
But they get their coats tugged just like other press as well.
I don't want to speculate on that because I don't want to reduce the amount.
It's too cheap at a billion.
Well, let's see what the private sector says to that, Ray. But
will we find out the price eventually?
Of course. That will be on the public record. But, Ray, I say this to you, that the new organisation that comes in, the reason why they think this is a good deal for them is because they can do things in a less expensive way than we can when it comes to admin and managing big data systems, right? The organisation would likely have huge scale, really world-class systems, which governments don't have. So I want to stress again, we will control the data, we control the intellectual property, we have staff guarantees. We're only touching one division out of the three, and that's the one that runs the admin. And the money up front we'll be putting into new Stadia, the Stadia policy that we announced, because the then Premier Mike Baird said to me when I was Treasurer, Gladys, go and find me money to fund the Stadia.
Don't tell me he called you Glad. He didn't call you Glad, did he?
My friends call me Glad, but anyway, that's by the by. He said,
a Glad, you're a Gladys, all right.
Okay, no worries. And then also, the South Australian Labor government is also looking to do this. And so this is something governments are looking at around the world. And again, I want to stress, it's only running the admin system. It's not the intellectual property or the rules and regs. People will be protected.
Okay, so the most important thing, I think, because you're all talking about in government about reducing costs for people wanting to purchase homes, that is, or land, is that there's no insurance required. You promised me there's no insurance.
Exactly,
required.
Because the same guarantees will be there under the new system. And also, Ray, we're putting a cap on the ability of the private operator to put up cost of accessing documents. We're saying it can only go by up by CPI.
Okay.
So, and that doesn't exist now.
When's this happen?
In the next few months. So the transaction, the process has already started. So when the legislation passed Parliament last September, mm-hmm. we obviously started to go to market, started to put out all the relevant documents. So I am expecting a result in the next couple of months.
Okay. Do you think that perhaps it will impact on these by-elections we've got coming up? Because I'm getting I hope it's alleviated people's fears today with our discussion, but do you think that people will react to it, that they may be a little bit frightened by it?
To be honest, Ray, people started reacting to it about a year ago when I first announced it.
But now it's happened.
I didn't feel any difference in the letter of in the responses I got post September and beyond. So okay. It's been, look, I will say there are people out there, and look, there's a lot of vested interest in this sector, because what this will mean in the future is that people will be able to access things more freely themselves as opposed to going through other parties. And some people obviously aren't comfortable with that. But technology is changing, and people are looking to do things more on their own if they want to. And obviously some parties aren't comfortable with what that might mean for them.
All right then, I appreciate you giving us time this morning and explaining all those issues, and I'm sure our listeners do as well.
Thank you, Ray, appreciate it.
Thank you, Premier Gladys Berejiklian, the Premier of New South Wales. Now for